see that it's people.
Be with you.
Also
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory
a leper came to Jesus and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priests, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad, so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. You have known that last Sunday, Bishop John Tong came to the Chuen Wan Church, Cosma Damien Church, because there were permanent posted the relic of Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta. So it's a sign that is we are honored in this area, the presence of Mother Teresa. And you know his story, her story very well. From the very beginning, it's a very beautiful story about this Mother Teresa and the sick people, especially the leper. Once, a man was dying, and he told Mother Teresa, "Mother, my whole life lived like a dog, but now I died in your hand as a king, as a prince." That's the love of Mother Teresa shared with this gentleman. And this is why the church today we honor Mother Teresa in a way that we imitate her. Today, Jesus was healing another leper. According to old tradition, this leper shouldn't be present before the people. They should live in a remote area, in a cave, because they shouldn't be seen by anybody. We can read from the first reading, according to the law of Moses, You can understand because this disease is contagious. So it's better kept away. In a certain sense, they were kept remote. But with this encouragement of another friend who got cured by Jesus, encourage him, come to see Jesus. And he got courage. That's why he's doubting a little bit, not doubt, but he said, if you wish, you can make him clean. Sure, Jesus wishing. Only time that we don't go to him. So at times we can invite people. If you are healed by Jesus in the confessions, why don't you ask your friends, you come, that the cleansing in the sacrament of penance. This is another way. In 1988, I met Mother Teresa in Hong Kong, I think, in that year. She came to Hong Kong, and I was one of us present. It was a special meeting with the priest. By that time, she said, my dear priest, today leprosy is no more existing or not very popular. But more important, more serious, is leprosy of the mind, riches, people making money for the first thing in their life, and they forgot about God. There's a serious leprosy in this world today. That's why in all the big cities in the world, New York, Los Angeles, Rome, London, all big cities, Mother Teresa sent the sisters there not to look after the sick, the poor people, not too many. But most important, their presence, to tell the world, today we are not looking for money, but for our spiritual growth. We need the presence. So today, in a certain sense, we can be, although we are not taking part in the system of the missionary of sisters, but our spirit should be the same. This is Christian spirit. Seek first the kingdom of God. You cannot serve two masters, either God or mammon or money. So if you, your heart, in favor of material goods, I'm sure your heart cannot give to the Lord. By the time this gentleman asked, if you wish, you can make me clean. Jesus said, sure, be made clean. Before that, Jesus touched him. When Jesus touched him, according to the Moses law, he himself became unclean. This is the law. Disregard this. The love of God is more than for himself. Although he got unclean by the law, but he risked away from the people, still touched this person. I think we at times we need to have this courage to meet people whom you don't like. We need to love, a true love. Many times we don't look at people because they are not friendly. In my ministry, not all the time all people greet me. But I try to greet them even they don't looking at me. This is love. It's not a big thing. In an office, surely there are lots of politics there. Some people will not even talk to you. Keep calm. Keep smiling. Love. Don't rearrange. This is the minimum we can do. The better, speak to them, hearing them. I know one gentleman, he was working in a big firm in Canada. So he found out all the colleagues, you know, there's some kind of discrimination, no? Because he's Chinese and the rest are Canadians, and, you know, they don't even look at him when he's passing the office. But he started to greet. At times, they don't respond much. But with that kind of spirit, he makes some friends. And then, gradually, when he went to McDonald's, get his coffee, he know another fellow like coffee also. He brought one more cup. That's for him. He didn't ask for that. Just a simple gesture. It's a friendship. Just love. Just a touch. It's a friendly touch. Gradually, the office changed. It takes years, of course, not just one day. But you do have the heart of Jesus. You can't do that. It's very difficult. I know. But remember, we follow Jesus. Not follow your own sentiment. Humanly speaking, we can reject many things. But Jesus never rejects anybody, even lepers. He touched them. Have this courage, this generosity towards people. Even students, you know, not too many people you like, or they liked you. Just keep peace. Wherever Jesus went, always have a peace in his mind. Although people doesn't like him very much, you know that. But it doesn't matter. We follow Jesus. So today, it's a good lesson for us. Lepers is not awful. It's a revenge. It's more awful. Today is not a leprosy, the physical leprosy, but spiritual leprosy. Indifference. That's the point that hurts our society. So we have to learn the hard lesson through Jesus. Ask him. Ask will be given. Don't doubt. Once Jesus was telling a certain person called, it's a Italian girl. She got the inspiration from Jesus times. Bartota, her name. And Jesus told her, Bartota, only in this century. She died in 1960-something. She's a very noble person, but Jesus gave her a kind of spirit. Jesus told her, I would like to work miracles in the world, more miracles as much as I can. But most important, you people should ask for. And Jesus said, 3/4 comes from your prayer, and 1/4 from the will of God. Surely God wills, but if we don't ask, you miss, you lose. So start to ask for more. Jesus promised, whatever we ask will be given in a better way. Sometimes we say, well, I pray, but no results. As a matter of fact, he gives you more than you need. Have you heard about the story about the king went out to fight with his servant to do the jungle? I think I told this story already last week, so I don't have to repeat again. But it's always a little stories, but as if Jesus is not listening, God is not here, there's no way. Jesus is always there. As if something wrong is something great. Today I read a little story about the children's story. The hairy caterpillar one day was complaining to God, "Lord, why you make me so angry with all the hairs and I walk so snowy? See, the God told him, "If you don't have hair, the little children will pick you out and you will die. If you're so beautiful, the bird will pick you up. Since you're so angry, no bird pick you, and no children take you out, play with you. You save your life." That's why at times we complain that we have so many bad things, but Jesus look after you. Don't worry, He is in you. Do you believe? 3/4 from your belief, 1/4 from the will of God. So start now to believe more. God loves you. Believe that us will be given.